From the Public Relations Global Network, this is PRGN Presents. I'm Adrian McIntyre.
And I'm Abby Fink, president of HMA Public Relations in Phoenix, Arizona, and a founding member of PRGN. With public relations leaders embedded into the fabric of the communities we serve, clients hire our agencies for the local knowledge, expertise, and connections in markets spanning six continents across the world.
Our guests on this bi-weekly podcast series are all members of the Public Relations Global Network. They will discuss such topics as workplace culture, creative compensation and succession planning, the importance of sustainability and environmental, social, and governance programs, crisis communications, and outside-of-the-box thinking for growing your business.
For more information about PRGN and our members, please visit prgn.com. And now, let's meet our guest for this episode.
This is Gabor Jelinek. I'm the Executive Director of the Public Relations Global Network, PRGN. I've been in this role for 7 years now. You can say I'm kind of the engine of the network, being in the center, being a support to many of the initiatives the network does, supporting the president and the executive director, and sometimes being the face of the network as in this opportunity.
And we are grateful for that. As one of the founding members of the network, we did it all ourselves in the early days. So it's really nice to have someone that rides herd on all of us and make sure we fulfill our obligations and the things we say we're going to do. And one of the things that we get to do on an annual basis is our predictions about what the industry is going to be like in the coming year, get a chance to kind of reflect on what we thought we were going to accomplish in the year past and see how good we were at these predictions. And so once again, we went out to our membership and said, what do you think is going to happen into the new year? And we did a pretty deep dive, or you did, into the analysis of that data. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the predictions that our members are thinking about into 2026. So as you were doing that analysis, Gabor, what were some of your highlights? What kind of resonated in the responses from our various members that really said to you, we've got some interesting things going?
Well, that's a very good question, Abby. I think what's interesting is how much overlap there is from the predictions from last year and how many new things have come out of this. I think 2025 was definitely a year when communicators, communications agencies, brands were experimenting with a lot of new things, but these new things are still around. So what I've seen, I didn't just take the new predictions, but also looked at, you know, what the predictions were same time last year from this group of professionals globally. And I saw that some of them were, first of all, many of them were right, which is nice to say. But second, you know, the topics are predominantly the same. Obviously, AI, digitalization, and the general uncertainty around us that will make communications, you know, a tricky business to do. And of course, as the agency leaders now know more about some of these subjects, they go deeper and their opinions and predictions are more versatile within that topic. So this is my summary of, you know, how the predictions are coming out this year.
So as you said, AI really dominated the conversation in 2025. Many of us had that incorporated into our predictions. And I think, at least for me personally, it was a tool at that point. It really was a new technology, a new way of, you know, or a technological difference in what we were doing. And now, for at least for us, I think we're seeing it really as, first of all, it's a value add opportunity. It's an opportunity for us to potentially use it more strategically. There's a lot of responsibility that comes in with using AI for content development and research and analysis, but it is really shifting the role that we play as communications professionals, and the way that AI does what it does makes the practice of public relations, earned media, developing authority and authenticity even more important, because that's where the AI engines are seeking their content to feed back, is coming from the information that public relations practitioners are developing. And so to me, I think that the shift is, how are we going to use this tool? And what did you see from some of our members as they're talking about AI and even some of the new to us, new to the process, things like GEO and AEO and its impact on how we're using AI?
I would say that, yes, it is clearly a strategic change that is happening right now. And most people thought about AI and the opportunities it offered as like, okay, we have another tool. Of course, many people have been worried and maybe still are worried that AI can take their jobs in some form, or people with AI can take their jobs. So this is still there. But I think now all the players have a better understanding of what AI is capable of doing. So I think now we can see more of the strategic change that is happening. So beyond the actual tools, let's focus on what it means based on what our members say. Let's begin with what is at the heart of public relations, which is media relations and managing relationships with all stakeholders. This will be a strategic asset for the companies, again, if they want to be seen. And with the use of AI, there's a very interesting side effect to this. As our member in New Zealand, Dwayne Alexander, points out, AI never forgets, which means that previous crises that brands and companies have successfully managed can come back because the AI engines will find these. So Dwayne predicts, for example, and I would consider this as a strategic change as a result of what we're seeing happening, is companies and brands and the agencies working with them may want to put more emphasis on crisis prevention and making communication more of a management function, where it becomes a high priority to avoid crises and prepare for crises. Because even after successful crisis management, the recovery of a brand will be much more difficult, and backlashes from previous crises will be still there, as AI will do a better job to find these old stories. It will be more difficult to counterbalance them. So the real recipe is trying to avoid the crises, which means more preparation time that will be needed by the brands and the companies and the agencies supporting them. So that's an interesting change, which takes from the technical side to a strategic side. Another strategic change we're seeing, based on the quotes from and the predictions from our members, is measurement, for example. PR has always been seen as a hard-to-measure, softer branch of communications where perception matters and is just so difficult to measure. As our member in Dubai, Nick Layton, with Net Results, points out, now we have many more tools for measurement thanks to AI. So, you know, agencies and the comms teams in general will not be able to hide behind this idea that PR is difficult to measure because you know, with more technology, more AI, more digitalization, these measurement tools will be so much more easily accessible. And if we talk about GEO, the generative engine optimization, which is basically the art of creating content and visibility for brands that will position them at high positions in AI searches, that in itself will be a measurement. So that's another strategic change in the industry. Further change on a strategic level is AI will reshape how agencies work. And so this gives new tasks to agency owners, agency leaders, to find the right operational procedures where teams can efficiently combine AI tools with their own expertise. But also there are ethical questions, there are security, data security questions. Clients would want agencies to give them assurances that, you know, their data is handled securely if AI comes to play in an assignment. But on the other hand, agencies have traditionally been measuring their work by the time they spent on it. Everybody knows timesheets and things, tools like that in this industry. This is probably going to be the past very soon. So the next challenge for the agencies and the strategic change for the agencies will be a shift away from the time-bound pricing to a value-based pricing, because AI tools help PR practitioners do their job faster. But in a lot of cases, what happens is the AI spits out more generic solutions and more generic content, and you will need the PR practitioners to really give the human voice, the authenticity to it, the authenticity that is highly valued by GEO, by the AI searches. So at the end of the day, time will less be an issue, but the quality, the authenticity, and the real communications value and creativity that an agency can bring to the table. So that's another strategic change.
And I think on that topic, there's always been discussion amongst PR practitioners about the value versus the time. I've always answered that in a way that, you know, it may take me 15 minutes to do something today because I've spent 30 years in the industry getting good enough to do something quickly. And AI will make that even more so. However, as you say, the human component of that is still the value in that proposition. We still have to know what to ask, how to prompt the AI engine that we're using to give us back information that's relevant. We have to understand what we're getting and how we can make that be the information we need to benefit our clients. And that comes from years of experience, strategic thinking, understanding what we're talking about. And I don't believe we will ever be replaced in that sense. We have to understand how to use these tools and how to incorporate them into the things that we're doing. We just have something that helps us get to an answer a little bit faster, but it doesn't replace us as the answer. And I think that's where all of us are kind of landing, that the value we bring is still relevant, even if it is less time to create something, we still have to put ourselves into it. And it leads me to, you know, one of the things that has been driving conversations for a long time. And I know the president of PRGN this year has placed this out there as one of his guiding posts for the year, is really thinking about the impact of misinformation and disinformation. And that's being found just as much as good, clear, authentic, truthful information is. And so, you know, we have to bring our knowledge and expertise to those conversations, and will continue to be important in the implementation of AI across all business strategies. And if it makes us smarter, and if it makes what we're providing more relevant, then we become equally more important and more relevant to the strategies that we're developing. So I think it's an interesting evolution, and I think it'll be fun to look back next year when we have you back on, to look back at this year and see how, you know, 2026 played out when it comes to the impact of AI. Did you see any, in the responses that you got, any significant regional or market specific things that might have, you know, changed? What were you seeing maybe in North America versus Europe, or Asia versus LATAM? Any differences there in any of the responses, or were we pretty consistent with how we were evaluating either AI or any of the things that we communicated back in our predictions?
Yeah, they're both many similarities, and there are some differences as well. Interestingly, when it comes to the technology, or maybe obviously, when it comes to the technology, most of the predictions are aligned. So for example, it was interesting to read our member from Brad Koska, our member from Cleveland, Ohio, echoing with what Frederick Francois in Belgium said. They both put the emphasis on the human voice, the genuine content, and the authenticity as a result of the proliferation of AI. Whereas you can also see regional differences. For example, in Latin America, more agencies are putting emphasis on owned channels now, which is an interesting trend, as more US-based agencies would be putting an emphasis on earned media and an omni-channel approach, discovering that the AI searches, the generative engine optimization, favors more media presence and earned media than owned media. So it probably has to do with, you know, how brand communication is developing in Latin America versus other parts of the world. In Asia, more individual approach was mentioned among our members there as a need to serve communications needs better. But I think right now, most of the agency members are trying to figure out the changes that are happening around us thanks to AI. And let's not forget that there are a lot of uncertainty around us, not just AI and what it means to communications and the PR profession, but also if you look at the political uncertainty, security issues, the entire world around us has become much more unpredictable. And that brings a very important change to the forefront in the PR industry, which is, again, the role of PR practitioners and communications professionals as counselors is increasing again. Because when we're talking about content produced with or without AI, we have to know that the output we see from the work of a communications team or agency is like the tip of the iceberg, like 10%. There's 90% behind but is not visible to the public, which is all the work that goes into developing a campaign, finding the right insights, understanding the stakeholders, the differences between the various audience groups and what they expect. Now, thanks to AI, by the way, communicators can do much more predictive analysis. It is now possible to run scenarios. AI tools can help you put things into different perspectives, test the scenarios, test the messaging, and have a more sophisticated understanding of how something might work out in the future. So this role, this counseling role, has also been supported by the advent of AI. And because of the uncertainties, I think these two trends really push the industry to be seen again better as counselors, not just practitioners who just put things into practice and lead a campaign. But I think the planning of the campaign, or making sure that the campaign is safe and doesn't involve risks, is now becoming much more important. So this entire background work and counseling is again being elevated.
And that really just reemphasizes what we regularly say is your communications team needs to have a seat at the table. We need to be part of the business discussions. We are not just operating in a vacuum. We need to understand your business goals and objectives. We need to know how you're making your business decisions, whether that's us, from an external perspective, or if you are listening in and you're an in-house communications professional. We've talked a long time that we need to be at the table. We need to understand, and using our understanding of the tools and what to do with that information gives us that counselor role, that trusted advisor, that we are here with the primary intent to make sure decision-making is done for and done effectively and is good for the long-term health of the business. And we now can help you further understand what the impact of some of these decisions are going to be. And that plays very well into what Dwayne talks about, right, about crisis prevention. That's where it starts, right, is fully understanding what we're about to do and what that impact might be and how we can create communications channels and campaigns that align with the business goals, but, protect the brand reputation and ultimately the organizational strengths. In a lot of ways, this is exactly what we've always done. This is exactly who we've positioned ourselves to be. This is how we have talked to our clients for decades, that we are a counselor, we are an advisor, we are a part of your business strategy. We just now have other ways to support that theory that impacts the bottom line for these businesses and gives us, more opportunities to be measuring the impact that we're having on the individual business. Our industry is changing. These tools are changing how we do what we do. We're seeing political uncertainty, cultural uncertainty around the world. It's impacting all kinds of businesses. We're certainly seeing changes in our industry, and some of our industry competitors are making business changes that are going to impact the growth of independent public relations agencies. What are you seeing just in general? Maybe not specific to our particular predictions, but what do you see in terms of our industry and some of the changes that are happening from a business perspective?
Well, as I said in the previous round, I think the business model is changing in a lot of ways. That's probably the most fundamental for the industry. The time-bound versus value-based pricing will be increasingly an issue. I haven't talked about this, but this is also an important aspect. is now we're in the second phase of AI deployment, where a number of AI agents are available. And many agencies have developed or are developing AI agents that support the work of their own employees. But some of the agencies actually open this up for clients and you know, create new revenue sources and new services to clients. And then there are independent agents, AI agents, just for the PR industry that the agencies and brands can use, just like Presis, which is a platform that was developed by one of the PRGN member agencies. And also back in 2024, more than 30 PRGN agencies participated in beta testing that agent, which is specifically for the PR industry. This means that, you know, it's not just ChatGPT that you can use. You can use very dedicated AI agents for the PR and communications industry. Again, this can revolutionize some of the work, but I think this creates an additional task for the leadership of agencies to figure out not only efficient, but also ethical and safe operations, because I think that's going to be in the foreground for clients, is how safe this is, not just efficient, how general it is, how much, you know, human voice is still there in the communications. I think these are very fundamental changes. And then maybe another interesting point, as you said, our industry continues to develop and change. And from year to year, when we talk about the predictions into the next year, we see that. But also some of the changes are kind of like a spiral. So one of the interesting points that I saw from the predictions, and this was mentioned by more of our members, definitely from our members in London and New York, that live experiences are coming back because of the digital and because of the AI. People just want to have the live interactions, and communicators are probably going to increase the emphasis of these tools involving live interactions for two reasons. I see two reasons for this. One is obviously, you know, a live experience will stick with the audience much more than anything they can read or view. But also because live experiences are very easy to be promoted through social channels. It's great content because it's not just text, it's not just voice. It's a moving picture. It's just great content for social media. So people need more of this. People need to see more of this, need to be part of more live experiences because they're glued to their phone and their screens. But also, you know, these events are can be very easily shared in social media. So that's kind of like a funky item of the predictions. But I think in a way it can be pretty strategic as well.
Well, I will look forward to getting back to seeing people and again at things, that's for sure. As we think about concluding the episode and talking about our industry as a whole, we're seeing some changes in our industry from a structural perspective. We are a network of independently owned and operated agencies, you know, 50, 55 agencies across the world, making decisions independently for our own firms, but having the benefit of resources anywhere we need them, other smart business leaders that we can call on if we need it. We know there are a lot of different agency models out there that are successful business models, but we're seeing changes in the way that businesses are competitors, whether they're the large agency model or they're other networks like ours. And in your role as the executive director and sort of overseeing how our network operates, what are you seeing in terms of the structure of our industry, the structure of our businesses, and what, you know, maybe some of these things like AI and how it might be changing, but what are we seeing in, as an industry in terms of what the new year might look like for our businesses in general, not necessarily the work we're doing, but how we're structuring our businesses?
Yeah, this is a very, very interesting topic. And maybe we just dive too much into the depth of the communications profession. So I really appreciate the question, Abby, because 2026 will bring, I think, a lot of changes in that front as well, not just the technology, not just the communications campaigns, and not just the work that the agencies are doing, but the industry globally is changing. Huge mergers and acquisitions are happening, and these will reshape the industry, and there will be a lot of changes as a result of that. Increasingly, global brands will see that as a result of the mergers, they're being serviced by agencies that are now in the same group with other agencies serving their competitors. It might not be a comfortable position to be in. So this is my personal prediction that I will see. You don't have to be very smart to see this, but you know, when you see those conflicts, it's inevitable that there will be changes that the clients will make just for security and just a peace of mind that they may walk away from some of the networks because of these conflict issues created by the mergers. There are layoffs, as we see, again, as a result of the mergers. And also when large organizations are involved in transformations like mergers of global agency networks, clients may feel that, you know, they are not in the focus anymore because, you know, the new structures, the new positions, the new initiatives, the changes, the culture changes will consume a lot of energy at these large agencies and large groups and companies. So clients will be less in the focus, which means a great opportunity for smaller and independent agencies to show that they can put the clients in the focus and serve them better. This is an inevitable outcome of every large merger in every industry, and especially in communications, which is a people's business. This kind of focus on clients probably matters even more so. So a merger is always a big obstacle in putting the focus on the clients, and that will create opportunities for other agencies and for the brands and the clients as well to do different things and try different things. That in itself will be a huge change in 2026, offering new opportunities for everybody.
Thanks for listening to this episode of PRGN Presents, brought to you by the Public Relations Global Network.
We publish new episodes every other week, so subscribe now in your favorite podcast app. Episodes are also available on our website, along with more information about PRGN and our members at prgn.com.